This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, my voice is on injured reserve tonight, so Jonathan E. Moore, back from Big Sky Country, will take over with Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily. Thank you both for being here, as always.
Great to be with you, Robert.
Excellent, excellent. Well, like you said, let me just lay out, and then I'm going to step aside and maybe chime in a little bit. But we got Trump selecting Pence, perhaps. Ruth Bader Ginsburg attacking Trump. We got Comey's findings on Clinton prospects. We got Black Lives Matter. We got so many stories, I don't even know where to begin, Jonathan. I'm going to let you take the start.
Well, we'll follow your lead, Robert. And the imminent selection of Pence, it obviously does appear that Pence is going to be the nominee, Mike Pence, governor of Indiana. And that's quite a good choice. It's a conservative Republican, and it helps quell a lot of the negative sentiment among conservatives about Trump and puts him in good stead. Also, Pence's behavior and his personality are really complementary in the sense that he's quiet, reserved, behind-the-scenes negotiator, well-connected to Congress, and a person who will likely be able to effectuate much of Donald Trump's agenda. He's also a person who will be very loyal to Donald Trump and is unlikely to say anything critical of him. So it will unify the party. It'll help support conservatives, tend to quash the sentiment for a Never Trump movement at the convention, and I think it's a very good choice. Cheryl?
Cheryl, what's your take on it? Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, I definitely think that it's going to round out Trump's campaign and bring in the evangelical vote, because there's been a lot in the Christian camps and so forth who have kind of turned their noses up at Trump, not just his rhetoric, but also his back and forth on certain social conservative issues and, flip-flops in some cases. And Pence describes himself first and foremost as a Christian. And that coupled with his obvious demeanor that is a lot more toned down than Trump, I think it's going to be a good match. And some people who have turned away from Trump or aren't sure if they were even going to vote are now probably going to take a second look, and I believe they're going to get back in the political game.
I think it'll also be a good offset if Elizabeth Warren is chosen by Hillary Clinton to be her vice presidential running mate, because Warren is a bomb thrower who's kind of irrational and lashes out, definitely predisposed in the socialist direction. So Pence in a debate with her could very well be a reflection of mainstream America. So she'll look like an extremist, and she'll help Hillary Clinton look like an extremist. And Pence will also be able to call out Hillary and Warren, if she's the chosen candidate, for being too far to the left. One of the things Hillary's likely to do is to reevaluate who she's going to choose as vice president based on the selection of Pence. So much remains to be seen whether Warren will still be favored by Clinton after Pence's selection.
Well, what do you think in terms of, I'm sorry, Cheryl, I'm just curious about the the Pence pick? Is it a balance? And what is it that he brings in terms of perhaps, you know, being a governor, being in the Congress so many years? It seems like a smart pick on Trump's part. In other words, for people that say he's going off the deep end and he makes wild shooting from the hip decisions, it doesn't seem like this decision was that.
Definitely not, and it seems kind of tied to what Trump said a couple weeks ago about wanting to do some fundraising for his campaign and not use all his own money going forward. You know, Pence certainly has a lot of contacts on Capitol Hill. He's been around in politics for a long time, and I think he brings some of that fundraising power with him.
And it also gives the assurance to conservatives on the Hill, who many of whom have been variously critical of Donald Trump, but now they have a person inside the Trump administration who can be their mouthpiece to Trump, who will be a trusted confidant of Trump, and will serve as a good conduit, a bridge to the conservatives in the House and the Senate. So people like, you know, Paul Ryan will feel comforted by Pence, because Pence is a very calming force inside the administration. And they will be anxious to see, you know, they've been hopeful for someone like this, frankly. They'll be anxious to see if he can help them get the ear of Donald Trump in ways that they otherwise might not be able to.
That's a good way to describe it, a calming influence.
Yes. I played a lot of audio clips from the questioning of Lynch in Congress the other day. And it was stunning how many ways she couldn't say what was right and what was wrong, what was legal, what was illegal, what was against the law. And I'm thinking, if I'm looking at this from not only an insider's perspective, but if I'm looking from another country, I'm looking like we got a buffoon attorney general who can't even commit to say that if you're going 65 and the speed limit is 55, that somehow violates something.
Well, the whole approach to this has been designed in part to insulate her from responsibility for the function that she is required to do, which is to make the determination whether charges would be brought or not. So by shifting this first in advance of Comey's statement that she would rely upon whatever the recommendation was of the FBI director, and then also taking the position that she sort of quasi-recused herself from this, that then led logically to her responses, which are, well, you should really ask James Comey about that. But ultimately, it's a cop-out. She is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. She is the person who has to make a decision based on recommendations from the FBI of criminal conduct. She had a factual record which bespoke gross negligence and would ordinarily justify against any other person in this government who is not apparently a favored political appointee prosecution. And she needs to answer for that. She's the Attorney General of the United States. It was her decision. And she didn't. So she abdicated her role. And I think she's rightly been subject to considerable criticism. It also just doesn't look right at all. The meeting with Clinton on the tarmac in her plane, grossly improper with someone who could have been a target of the investigation, who himself or who definitely was a person of interest, who would have been a witness, necessary witness in the case concerning public corruption, and probably concerning the email scandal as well, to some degree, and she met with him. This is grossly improper. The whole thing smacks of an appearance of impropriety, and people are rightly disgusted by it. I think this is why there's been such a turn in popularity, raising Trump to equal standing now with Clinton across the nation in the presidential polling, who you would vote for. And she suffered a severe knock in several of the key battleground states. So, you know, this has been, she's getting her punishment as she should from the American people. If the FBI director will not recommend prosecution, if the attorney general will not prosecute, if the courts will not be able to hear this case, then the only people who can impose justice are the American people. And they should, at a minimum, keep her from the executive office for placing humans, individuals in our intelligence service overseas, and human intelligence in a compromised state where it could have been accessed by foreign powers antithetical to our country's interests. So she, you know, needs to answer for those acts which violate the Espionage Act.
Can Congress impeach an AG for incompetence?
Well, the impeachment process exists for high crimes and misdemeanors in the case of the president. And impeachment requires proof of criminality or other gross wrongdoing. Could be a civil act, theft, or some action taken against the interests of the United States or against the country at large. So you could entertain impeachment if there was that. Well, what we see here instead is simply an abdication of her role. She's refusing to function. Now, one could argue that she and Comey would perhaps be guilty of obstruction of justice, because the evidence that Comey has identified, both in his statement and then in his testimony before Congress, plainly lays out a violation of the Espionage Act, at least under the gross negligence standard of the second part of the statute in issue here. And so, at a minimum, she should have been referred to the Justice Department. It was not Comey's position as an FBI director to decide whether the case was criminal and prosecutable, only whether there was evidence sufficient to invoke the statutory provision. There was. He stated directly that there was the evidence, but he concluded that it was not prudent to prosecute by saying that no prosecutor would bring the charge, and that it would be an unprecedented case. Those are not legitimate bases for his action or decision. He's supposed to refer the facts as he's found them, if they rise to the level of satisfying the elements of the statute. They clearly did. He should have referred it. He didn't have to make a determination and should not have. It would have been her determination. That's her job as Attorney General. She was excused from that by this deal they reached where he would announce that there wasn't a basis. That was improper. So there's obstruction of justice in my view.
I agree. I, when we come back, we'll hear more from Cheryl Chumley, perhaps on her article about Ruth Bader Ginsburg apologizing about her remarks about Trump. Will she have to recuse herself if Trump becomes president, or if there's something that involves Trump? Also, Black Lives Matter. Is this a Soros-inspired, George Soros-inspired movement to agitate and divide the country and lead to violence for other purposes?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If we get more information on what's happening, breaking right now out of Nice, France, maybe it's another terrorist attack. 70-plus dead, they're reporting. We don't know who's claiming responsibility. If anybody, we'll report on that a little later with Norm Singleton. But domestically now, here in the United States, Cheryl, the Black Lives Matter issue, this smacks of a divisive plot to really create more anger, more violence, and, you know, the whole idea of the Hegelian dialectic, divide and conquer. And, of course, government grows, certain interests grow. Soros may be funding these things. What do you hear on the street? What do you see?
Well, Soros is definitely funding some of it. There's a Black Lives Matter leader who's actually living in a home that's owned by an Open Society board member. An Open Society Institute, of course, is George Soros's pet project. And even mainstream media like Politico was backing, reporting how Soros-backed groups were funding protests in Ferguson back when hands up, don't shoot became the mantra and Black Lives Matter, you know, grew into this national movement. So his thumbprint is all over it. And, you know, this isn't so much, you have to remember, about, you know, equal rights for black people or even police brutality targeting black Americans. This is about, you know, what you just described, a divide and conquer type of approach. And it's aimed at causing chaos and disrupting, you know, the Republican form of government.
Oh, Jonathan, like you said, this is an age-old method, if you will. And it doesn't really serve the ends of even those who may have genuinely suffered in terms of racial prejudice and you know things along those lines that have really made an extra hardship. Now, of all the places.
Not, you know, I'm sorry. This is
go ahead.
Black Lives Matter. If you look at their creed, which they broadcast on their website, it is as Cheryl's described it. And I would add to that that it's essentially the same thing as the early Malcolm X. I mean, it's a they advocate black separatism, and they advocate they criticize all power structures. At both in the private sector and in government, as dominated by white supremacists and a white supremacy model, which they wish to bring down through anarchistic type of attacks upon these institutions. So in my view, they're not that different from the KKK. It's just a different color. And the KKK is a white separatist group that wants to bring down Republican government and bring down institutions in our society and resurrect and re-implement a Jim Crow type of regime over all of society where blacks are enslaved. Well, Black Lives Matter's credo is not that different except for the color. And so I'm not a friend of racism. Martin Luther King was not a friend of racism. As far as their creed goes, it has absolutely nothing to do with asking us to recognize the character of people and not the color of their skin. It's quite the opposite. It's asking us to recognize the color of their skin, Black Lives Matter, and segregate society and bring down those that don't fall into that category and bring down institutions of all kinds. So it's more or less an anarchistic type of group. And the new Black Panthers, to the extent that it's discernible what their mission is comparable in that they are advocating violence and action against whites and white society as an oppressive society that has kept blacks from achieving their full potential. These are racist things. These are repulsive by any stretch of the imagination. And the President of the United States prefers to affiliate with Black Lives Matter, condone their conduct, excuse it, and not do what he should do, which is to condemn racism wherever it exists, whether it's promoted by the KKK or promoted by Black Lives Matter or anybody else.
Mm.
And the unifying force is that. That's the unifying force. Instead, he's feeding this, he's really very much feeding this whole division in our society.
Well, it's easy to manipulate people when they're angry. And, Cheryl, are you working on anything this week at WorldNet Daily we should know about before we got a break?
I will be covering this Nice likely terror attack, I'm sure, all morning tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you got your work cut out for you, Cheryl. We appreciate you so much. Everybody, read her at WND.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. Of course, her book, if you haven't gotten it, The Devil of D.C., still out there doing good work. And we've got a lot more to do. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour continues with Jonathan Ebord. We'll be joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty after this. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Live around the world, The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Upcoming Constitution class with my friend Michael Bednarik, August the 13th and the 14th in Central Florida. More information on the website there. You can connect to Jonathan Emord by going to emord.com, emord.com. And right now, joined by Norm Singleton. He heads up the Campaign for Liberty. And Jonathan, bring on our good friend.
Well, Robert, we have the great privilege and distinction of having with us today, as we always have every week, which is such a privilege, the president of the Campaign for Liberty, a consummate defender of our individual rights to life, liberty, and property, Norm Singleton. And Norm, what do you have on the agenda?
Well,
first, thank you for that very nice introduction. It's certainly more than our feelings are more than mutual about Robert and certainly Jonathan, who's a great champion of liberty and defending it in the third branch. What we have this week was a fairly interesting week, as the weeks before long recesses in election years tend to be in Congress. Starting off with defeat of a suspension bill that needed two-thirds to pass, which would have expanded some Patriot Act type of financial reporting provisions, and ended up getting not getting the votes to pass, and it's a symbolic victory because they'll bring it back up, but it's still a victory, and it's still good. It's still good for us to, I think, to have the these types of even symbolic victories, because they show the growing public distrust of the surveillance state and the fact that it is becoming a bipartisan movement to repeal things like the Patriot Act and other bad pieces of anti-privacy legislation. We also, grassroots Americans and freedom members of the House Freedom Caucus, also stopped Paul Ryan's planned capitulation to the gun grabbers. He had his own bill, which had passed the Senate, unfortunately, with some surprising members of Congress supporting this approach, which would have said that if you have been investigated as a terrorist, you will lose your gun rights, and then the government has to go to court and prove, but not by, I think it was by probable cause, that you're a terrorist. So it was really as bad. It was really an assault on due process. The only good thing you could say about it is that the Democrats' approach was worse. But Ryan, earlier this week, said that he was punting, and he continued to, up until today when the House adjourned, he continued to take that position. And we'll see what happens in the fall. But those are two kind of things I think we can be positive about. You know, especially on the gun thing, I remember after Columbine, it wasn't even a question of whether Congress, a Republican Congress, would pass a gun bill that would be signed by a Democratic president. The question was how much or how bad would the Republicans cave on gun issues, and how much cover would some certain pro-gun organizations give the Republicans to betray the Second Amendment rights. Today, even after all these awful shootings, and they're all horrible, but there is a growing realization that gun control actually makes us less safe. And this is a great thing to see. This is the result of political leaders like Congressman Ron Paul. It's the result of scholars like John Lott. It's the result of and it's also the result of organizations, I'd say, like Campaign for Liberty, and also an organization that really deserves a lot of credit is the National Organization for Gun Rights, which has really led the fight against both Toomey Manchin and against the sellout after Sandy Hook, and also in this case. And I think that, you know, the fact that people who say, like, are we making any progress? I think look at where we've come on Second Amendment issues. Look at where we're going on surveillance state issues. Look at the fact that 8 years ago, Ron, there was only one presidential candidate who even talked about the Fed, much less supported auditing it or certainly not ending the Fed. And now this week, the Republicans approved a platform, which I know a lot of libertarians have a lot of justifiable concerns about some of the provisions in there dealing with personal liberties and personal and the government's role in regulating certain personal lifestyle choices. But it does endorse audit the Fed. So you know, this is a major concession, I think, from the Republican Party to the movement that Ron Paul started and Rand Paul and others continue regarding changing and talking about our monetary policy and opening up the Fed's books and going from there to see what to start a serious adult conversation about changing our monetary policy, which is something that people thought would never happen. People thought Ron Paul was tilting at windmills for all these years. The Fed is great. And then he runs for Congress for president, and he ignites a movement. And the perfect meeting of man and time, the stock market crashed 8 years ago next month, right after the Republican convention, and all of a sudden, Ron Paul is no longer as this strange guy talking about the Fed, how the Fed's destroying the economy. He's the guy who we ignored and we shouldn't have ignored and we're sorry, and he's getting more media attention than anybody else in Congress, practically, and he is, and the movement just continues from there to grow. So I think that, the takeaway as we go into August to the conventions is that you can see glimmers of hope around us for the Liberty Movement.
Yeah, and you know, there were alignments bringing back to Ron Paul when he could work with the political left, where they saw the monetary policy actually harming the poor, not being helpful of them. And interesting with the, you know, recent endorsement of Bernie Sanders of Clinton, which, you know, completely defies what people thought he was all about. The ultimate corporate insider, the ultimate Wall Street insider, the ultimate pharmaceutical stooge in Hillary Clinton. So, you know, I think even on the left, the political left, are trying to figure out where are our principles, or where are our principled representatives?
It's going to be interesting because to see what some of his supporters do, because obviously Bernie, Senator Sanders, you know, he ran a strong campaign against Hillary Clinton, and he ran specifically against what the Clintons represent in the modern left, which is a capitulation to Wall Street, which is the idea that we will we'll have a big government and we'll have social programs, but it's going to be done in a manner that kind of puts the interest of the elites first and the poor people second. And I think if you look in history, that's always been the case, but in the progressive movement going back to its founding, but the Clintons were more blatant about it. And there has been anyone who paid close attention to what was going on in the Democratic primary in 2008, a lot of what Senator Sanders picked up, he got was echoed in Obama's campaign against Hillary Clinton in 2008. The idea that she was pro-war, pro-surveillance state, pro-Wall Street, and that helped him. And remember, he was kind of swept in on a message that was closer to Sanders than Bill Clinton's. And we still have that in the Democratic Party. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens.
Is Hillary Clinton going to run against herself then?
Well, she kind of, as we talked about once before, she kind of has run against her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Part of her, of what she had to do to appeal to the, to a Democratic Party that under Obama and under the influence of people like Senator Sanders and Elizabeth Warren has moved substantially to the left from what what Bill Clinton and the Democratic Leadership Council had made it in the 90s. She's had to kind of repudiate large parts, I think, of her husband's legacy, including on trade, including on criminal justice issues, on race relations. She herself, I think, had to apologize, didn't she, for saying something about urban youths as super predators, which Black Lives Matter activists understandably found offensive in the context in which she was talking about it at the time. So it'll be interesting to see who she picks as a VP nominee, and it'll be interesting to see if she runs to the center or how she tries to balance this running to the center while trying to keep the Bernie supporters in the tent, and also on some populist economic issues, try to keep them from defecting to Donald Trump. And meanwhile, how does Donald Trump and Mike Pence keep large-scale defections from some in the Republican Party to Gary Johnson and others even to Hillary?
How do you view Pence in terms of libertarian conservative-type leanings?
As I recall, he was more in the House. I always thought he was more of just kind of a mainstream conservative, not too different on or sympathetic to the Rand Paul approach on foreign policy or civil liberties. He was not bad on economic liberties as governor. I think the fact that that he didn't come out and say that he caved on the gay issue and didn't come out and say that this is about property rights, not tolerant, and we're tolerant
right.
Everybody religious
might have been
views.
A step too far for him.
He wasn't
though.
Able to hold
on.
And, yeah, come out.
We're up on a break.
Is troubling.
When we come back, the question is about censorship and climate change.
Masked man was.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We'll likely have more information on what apparently is a terrorist attack in Nice, France, tomorrow when we're reporting live. But right now, Sacred Fire of Liberty continues with Jonathan Ebord and, of course, from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. And Jonathan, First Amendment, freedom of speech, right? Big issue. And yet there are people who don't want us to discuss climate. Whether the science is settled, as if it is ever settled. It sounds a lot like what they said about vaccines. People who question safety or efficacy of vaccines were against vaccines without even discussion. And if you're questioning the veracity of reports that the climate is heating, it's cooling, it's going sideways, upways, downways, you're against the environment somehow. I mean, it's just absurd. And if they want to codify that to make it illegal to speak about it, man, oh man, have we lost it.
Well, the efforts to censor scientific debate in areas of controversy or public importance is an old one and famously became a part of the former Soviet Union with what is called Lysenkoism, where they advocated a particular view of genetics against all science, insisted upon it, became a politically correct viewpoint that they demanded under penalty of the wrath of the communist government. Well, it's sad to see the same type of thing happening here, or the political correct movement on college campuses, where entities of the state, frequently state-operated and owned institutions, are using the power of the administration to force one side to be allowed to speak at the expense of the other without allowing debate on college campuses and ensuring this sort of censorship. But now it's come to Congress, and Norm has the details on the efforts on Capitol Hill to censor debate in criticism of the predominant liberal view on climate change, which is that we're all guilty as polluters for causing climate change and that big bad industry is horrible and that we ought to come down and create this socialist utopia where pollution doesn't exist, and it's just an artifice, really, for government control over the market. But go ahead, Norm.
Well, this week there was an organized effort organized by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and the Senate Democratic leadership, I think, to basically go down to the floor, and each a group of Democratic senators were each assigned a industry or an organization, and criticize them to and call on them to basically stop presenting different points of view on climate change. And it's not just that they are calling for censorship of the viewpoint, but they're also, if you read the resolution that Whitehouse introduced, he explicitly calls on them to drop, or organizations to drop opposition, and he wants an investigation of what they've spent against their efforts to deal with it, their legislation, which is the awful cap and so-called cap and trade bill, which was defeated in 2009, and Campaign for Liberty played a major role in that. So I think that at some point they may turn to activist groups like C4L, and it is this idea to say that it's the same thing as we were talking about during the break. We see with vaccines, we see it with other types of so-called hate speech. It's don't address somebody's ideas, discredit them, criminalize them. I mean, even the term climate change denial that they like to say, what they're trying to do with that is to put it in the same category as the nuts who say that the Holocaust never happened. Which is interesting because, Holocaust denial, of course, there's no question that that is protected by the First Amendment in this country.
Yeah, you don't have to like the people that say it, but you're right.
Yet questioning the unsettled science of climate change apparently is something that ought to be outlawed. And I think it's actually in Hillary Clinton's platform this year.
Incredible.
So we see, for all the concerns about Norm, Trump and the Republicans, the Democrats.
We're out of time. I'm not censoring. Norm, I'm not censoring you. We're out of time. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jonathan. We appreciate your stance for liberty, and we look forward to being with you next week. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.